Boker Tov, and welcome to the final shiur on the second parak in Megillah. And truth to tell, we have really finished with issues directly relating to the Megillah itself. And now this Mishnah, the one on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and the pair of Mishnayot that are combined on Daf Chaf Amud Bet, will use Megillah as the beginning of a list of examples of mitzvot that are done during the day. The first Mishnah will deal with the parameters of when such mitzvot should be performed, and the second set of Mishnayot deal with a different kind of parameter. The first Mishnah will deal with the earliest time at which such mitzvot should be performed, and the second set will deal with the spectrum, the range of time during which they may be performed. Ein korin etam Megillah, velo malin, velo tovlin, velo mazin, v'chen shomer yom kenegen yom, lo titpol ad shtanetzach hama. All of these mitzvot, and we'll go over them one by one, should not be performed until sunrise. V'chulan shasu mishalam l'shachar kasher. But any of them done after amud ha-shachar, after the dawn, is valid, and person is yotzei. So the first one on the list is kriyat ha-Megillah, that's easy. Lo malin, brit milah. V'lo tovlin. Remember, everybody who is obligated to go to the mikvah goes to the mikvah during the day, with the exception of a nida and a yoledet. A nida at the end of 7 days. And the way that we practice it, so we also have Shiva Nakim, etc. But Meikar Adin, a nida immediately after Re'iya waits 7 days, and the next night goes to the mikvah, and a yoledet at the end of her period also goes to the mikvah at night. Otherwise, everyone goes during the day. V'lo mazin, haza'ah refers to the sprinkling of the mixture of water and ashes of the paraduma as part of the purification ritual of a tmeimet. V'chein shomer yom keneged yom. Now, a shomer yom keneged yom is as follows. She is referred to in halacha as a zava ktana. Remember, a zava is a woman who sees a menstrual flow in the wrong time of her cycle. If she sees it for 3 days in a row, she's a zava gdola, and she has to wait until she's clean, and then wait 7 clean days. If, on the other hand, she only sees 1 day or 2 days, then she has to wait 1 clean day and goes to the mikvah. Now, we'll see why it's important to mention that, because we already said tovlin. But all of them must be done mehanetzach hama. And now the Gemara will simply go through each one of them and demonstrate from psukim, if possible, why they are done from hanetzach hama. Menalan, de amar krava yimim ha'elin is karim v'na'asim. So the text referring to Megillah, to the remembering of Purim, says these days are remembered. So it has to be during the day. Bayom im balayla lo. So this sounds like a contradiction to Rabbi Shuvan Levi, who said you have to read Megillah at night and during the day. So that's a kiktani adiyom. So that the Gemara reconciles it is that our Mishnah is only referring to the daytime reading. The daytime reading must be done after Eitzach Hama. Of course, the nighttime reading can be done anytime during the night. The omission, however, of Kriyat HaMegillah from any mention in any Tanaitic literature of being done at night is somewhat problematic, and it seems quite clear that at least the main chiyuv, as recognized during the Tanaitic period, was only by day, and that's something we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, when they made an adjustment for the villagers to read on the day of market day, but there was nothing for them, no way for them to read at night. I mentioned the opinion of the Ran in that regard. Good. V'lo malin, have to do Brit Milah during the day. D'chtiv uvayom hashmini imo. All right. The basic text of Brit Milah is the pasuk in Tazria. Uvayom hashmini imo. On the 8th day, we do Brit Milah. V'lo tovlin v'lo mazin. We don't go to the mikvah or do hazaah. D'chtiv, how do we know that? V'hiza tahor latamei bayom hashlishi uvayom hashviim. V'lo yitav bayom hashviim, etc. So bayom is used as highlighted on the page 3 times in that one pasuk. Hazaah has to be on the 3rd day, on the 7th day, etc. V'ikash tevilah lahazayah. And tevilah is compared to hazayah because it says also that v'chito bayom hashvi'i will become tahor, and the whole process of tahara is compared to hazaah. Now, Chen Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, Lo Tipol Ad Shtei Tzlachama. The last one on the list is the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. Pshita. It's obvious she has to go to the mikveh during the day. Ma'ishtar Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, Mikol Chayev Tzvilot. After all, you already said that Ein Tovlin Ela Bayom. So therefore, why would she be different? It's Tarich. Here's why. Salka Data Chameinai might have thought Tehave Kiri'i Rishona Shel Zav. Their Shomer Yom should be like a guy who has a Rishona. And the Ria Rishona of a Zav is compared to Balkari. Dichtiv Zot Torat HaZav, at the very end of Parshat Metzora. Zot Torat HaZav, this is the law of the Zav. Asher Tetzev Neshech Metzera, the Tomava. So a Balkari is compared to a Zav. Ma Balkari Tovel Bayom, Hainami Lipol Bayome. So therefore, I would think that a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom should be like a guy who had a corrupted emission, which should then be compared to Balkari, and like a Balkari goes to the mikveh that day, so a Zav would, so a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom would. Fabiyamama lo matzi tavla, but of course she can't go to the mikveh on the same day that she saw her Re'iyah. Tichtiv ko yimei zovah kimishkav nidata yala, because as long as the entire day of that she had that flow, she is in nida, which means she cannot go to the mikveh till that day is over. So Balayla Miyadli Avid Miksat Shimor. So maybe she should wait a half an hour after dark. That's her Shmirat Yom Keneged Yom. Vatipo, go to the mikveh at night. That's what I would think. Kamash Valan, why Kavan to buy a Sphira? Because after all, she also needs Sphira. Sphira Biyamamahi, a very important Tosfot here. But Sphira Biyamamahi, that the Sphira has to be done during the day, and therefore the Shomeret Yom has to finish her entire day. That she saw, let's say she saw one day, she has to finish that entire day because she's like a nida. She cannot now wait until nightfall and count a half a day, half an hour, and say, okay, I counted a miktzat yom, keneged that yom, and go to the mikveh at night, because sphira is biyamama, and therefore you have to wait until the morning and count, and say, that's one day, and then go to the mikveh immediately. Good. Then the Mishnah then said, any of these things that are done after dawn are valid. How do we know that dawn is sort of an extended version of daytime? At the very beginning of creation, it says that God called the light day. What does that mean? So the way that that Rav understands it is, anything that's in the process of getting light is already day. So, Elamiyatav, Lachoshach Kara Laila, and then you turn that around, the end of the Pasuk says that darkness, he called night, and Kara here means sort of like evoked. So you're going to tell me that as it's in the process of getting dark, it's already Laila? We hold that it's not nighttime until nightfall, until the stars come out. And certainly it's in the process of getting dark well before that. So you cannot interpret the verse that way, that or means the process of getting light, and choshach means the process of getting dark. Am Rabbi Zeru, we have another pasuk. Mehacha, this is in Nehemiah's description of the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem in the 5th century BCE. So half of the fellows were out there working on the walls, and the other half were holding spears to protect them against the Shomronim. And then in the next pasuk, it says that at night we had a Shmirah, and during the day we did work. So my v'yomer, why did he add that pasuk? I might think that maybe day doesn't start at Amud HaShachar. And the minute that the sun goes down, it's already nighttime. In other words, day is defined by sunrise and sunset. And I might think these guys started early and they stayed late. Very nice. So in other words, when it says we worked from dawn until nightfall, maybe they were doing it beyond the boundaries of day. Toshva, that's why they brought the second pasuk. Vayelanu halayla mishmar vayom lacha. That the entire time that we were doing work was yom, which means from Amud HaShachar until Tzeit HaKochavim is yom. And that is why any mitzvah, which is a daytime mitzvah, which is performed from Amud HaShachar on, you're yotze. Now it's important to distinguish between daytime mitzvot and mitzvot, which are oriented towards a certain level of either visual acuity or something else. So, for instance, the mitzvah of tzitzit may not be done from dawn, because tzitzit depends on ri'iyah. The mitzvah of shema might not necessarily be able to be done by dawn, because that depends on uvakumecha. tefillah, perhaps could be done from dawn, but tefillah, looking at the next Mishnah, cannot be done all day. It could be done only till the fourth hour or till midday, because it corresponds to something. So when we speak about mitzvot of day and mitzvot of night, it's easier to think about shofar, lulav, brit milah, kriyat ha-megillah, as opposed to the ones that I just mentioned. And that brings us to this last set of Mishnayot. It's two Mishnayot together. Kol hayom kasher, the kriyat ha-megillah, the kriyat ha-halel. You could do these things all day. Again, the first Mishnah that we just studied told us what is the earliest time at which you could do it. V'chatchila ha-netzach hama b'diavad amud ha-shachar. This Mishnah tells us how till when you could do it. So the whole day is kosher for kriyat ha-megillah. Will be kriyat ha-halel. Halel could be said any part of the day. Tkiat shofar, tkiat lulav, these mitzvot. Tkiat ha-musafin, musaf, the davening of musaf. Any day that you say musaf could be done all day. Vila musafin, the korban musaf, the additional korban could be brought at any time during the day. Ule vidui ha-parim. Vidui ha-parim refers to the vidui that the Kohen Gadol says over the bulls that he brings on Yom Kippur. Ule vidui ma'aser, the process that's done on Erev Pesach of the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, when we take all of the ma'asrot out and make the confession. Biyati ha-kodesh min ha-bayit. Ule vidui yom ha-kippurim. Vidui ha-kippurim, the mitzvah vidui that we say in Yom Kippur. Lismicha. Smicha is putting your hands on the korban, shchita, shechting the korban, l'tnufa, lifting up certain korbanot, l'hagasha, bringing menachot close to the mizbeach, l'kmitza, the fistful of solat that we take out of the flour, l'haktara, burning the mincha, l'melika, which is breaking the neck of a bird offering, l'kabbalah, except the receiving the blood, l'hazayah, putting the blood on the mizbeach, l'hashkayat sota, giving the water to a sota, the meimarim, Vlarifata egla, and the process where the back of the calf's neck is broken, in the process presented in Sefer Dvarim. Ulatarata mitzora, and for the purification of mitzora. All of these things can be done at any point during the day. We're now going to go through psukim to identify the source for each one of these that we know it's a daytime mitzvah. Now, kol halayla kasher. Now you would expect here to see kriyat ha-megillah. It's not there. I mentioned before. Kol halayla kasher l'ksirat ha-omer. Cutting the omer on the night after the first night of Pesach can be done all night. Ulekter chalavim ve'evarim, and burning the fats and limbs of the korbanot that were brought during the day can be done all night. Zeh aklal. Here's the rule. Davar shem mitzvato bayom kasher kol hayom. Any mitzvah that's a daytime mitzvah is kosher all day. Davar shem mitzvato b'layla. Any mitzvah that is a nighttime mitzvah is kosher all night. And of course, the assumption is that that last line is there to include other things that weren't on the list. We'll see what they are. Good. So now let's go through them one by one. Manala. Damar krava, yimim ha'ilinis karim v'nasim. Good. Megillah, same pasuk, number one on the page. These days. So Megillah is a mitzvah of day. The kriyat ha'alel, how do we know? Dichtiv yizrach shemesh an mevo'o. The beginning of Hallel, we say, from the east to the west. So that's daytime. Central pasuk in Hallel is, this is the day that God made. Good. Tilat lulav, tichtiv lokachtel lachem bayom harishon. The mitzvah of lulav is taken on the first day of Sukkot. Tkiat shofar, tichtiv yom truah yelachem. Shofar is a day of truah. L'musafin, korban musaf. Now you notice they go in a different order because tefillat musafin will be based on musafin. Korban musaf, because in the list in Vayikra Chav Gimel, after listing all of the different korbanot brought on the holidays, it says Dvar Yom Biyomo, each thing brought in its own day. So it's a daytime mitzvah. Tfilata Musafin, why is the Musaf davening? K'musafin Shavir Abanon, because the rabbis created Musaf to correspond to the korban Musaf. Good. Levirei Parim, how does this work? The Yalif Kapara Kapara Miyom HaKippurim. How do we know this? Because we learn Kapara from Yom HaKippurim, let's see. In the context of Yom HaKippurim, it says, V'chiper ba'ado va'ad beito. Now, this is when the Kohen Gadol does the vidui on the par, which he's going to do before shechting it. And it says, V'chiper. B'chaparat dvarim ha-katub adaber. That is referring to not kapara of damim, of shechita, but rather kapara of the confession. And I know the kapara happens during the day. Yom Kippur is going to be on that day. And so therefore, all the vidui parim, even the parim that are brought, not for Yom Kippur, but parim, that the that for instance a Kohen Gadol has to bring during another time of the year, the Beit Din has to bring if they incorrectly instructed. It all follows from Kapara. Good. Vidui Maaser, how do I know? Dichtiv, that's the text of Vidui Maaser. What does it say two psukim later? Three psukim later? Today God is commanding you. How do I know that putting your hands on the korban and shechting it only is during the day? Dichtiv, v'samach v'shachat, because smicha is attached to shechita, and that's why the halacha is taken for smicha shechita, has to be immediate. The above shechita, and shechita says b'yom zivchachem, and the korban must be eaten on the day that you shech. So shechita is b'yom, and if smicha is connected to shechita, smicha is b'yom too. V'li tnufa, how do I know that lifting up, let's say the omer, another korban, no, it has to be b'yom. D'chtiv b'yom hanivchem et ha'omer, right? You bring the two, the korban. The keves on the day that you lift up the omer, ula hagasha, bringing the mincha close to itkash the tenufa, because that's like tenufa dichtiv kacha kohen miyarei shach minchata knaot vehinif v'hikriv. The kohen takes the mincha from the sota and he lifts it up and he brings it close to the mizbeach. So lifting it up, we already said, is bayom because of the omer. So bringing close to the mizbeach is also bayom. Mikol l'kmitza l'ator l'hazaya, all those other avodot dichtiv biyom savatot bnei Yisrael. We have a general pasuk at the end of Torah HaKorbanot in Vayikra, where it's on the day that Hashem commanded Moshe to bring the Korbanot. Good. Hashkayat Sota, how do I know that giving the water to the Sota is Bayom? Atcha Torah, how do I know that? Ktiv Hachav HaSalak when it called Torah Zot. At the end of the process of the Sota, it says the Kohen will do all of this Torah for her. Ktiv Hatam HaPi HaTorah Sheyiruchav Yal Mishpat. And in the context of the requirement to listen to what the Beit Din decides, it says, based on the Torah and the Mishpat that they teach you, Ma Mishpat Bayom Afkan Bayom, and we know that Mishpat, a session of the Beit Din, can only take place during the day, so therefore Torah is also Bayom, and therefore I know that that the giving the Sota the water is Bayom. How do I know that when a dead person is found between two cities and they measure and they find the closest city and the Beit Din comes out and they bring a calf and they break its neck, etc., it has to be Bayom? It says that the people, the Kohanim, turn and say, Kaper Liam Chai Yisrael, give atonement, just like Kodshim, and that's all Bayom. Torat Mitzorah, the last one on the list, is the purification ritual of the Mitzorah, Dechtiv Zotia Torat Mitzorah, Bayom Tahorato, on the day in which he becomes Tahor. Now, kol alava kosher l'ktzirat ha'omer. How do I know that the whole night is kosher for ktzirat ha'omer? Amar ktzirah usfirah balayla v'hava bayom. Because we have a statement that ktzirah and counting is at night, and the bringing of the omer is by day. Terchol avim ve'varim. How do I know that burning up the fats and the limbs can be done all night? Dichtiv. And this is pasuk number 24 on the page. Zot torat ha'olah, etc. Kol alayla d'boker. The remains of the olah remain all night on the mizbeach. Good. Now, last piece in the parak analyzes the rule in the Mishnah. And as I mentioned, the rule seems to be hinting to other items that are not on the list. Zaklal, the Rashi Tzatov Yom Kasher Kol Yom. Zaklal Latuye Mai, what's that including? Latuye Sidur Bazichin, the Siluk Bazichin. A little bit of a prefatory note. The Lechem HaPanim was baked every Friday. On Shabbat day, it was brought in to the Kodesh by two Kohanim who were carrying it. And according to the Rabbanan, the two other Kohanim held on to the old Lechem HaPanim from the week before, and as two slid the new ones on, the other two slid the old ones off, so that there was Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid, that there was always Lechem Panim on the Shulchan. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, Tamid just means that the Shulchan should not be left overnight without Lechem. Which means you could even take off the lechem in the morning and bring the new lechem in the late afternoon, and that's still tamid. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that mitzvah is a mitzvah shel yom. According to Rabbanan, it's a mitzvah of immediacy, so it has to be by yom. But latuye sidur bazichin v'siduk bazichin. This refers to setting up and taking off the little cups that hold the frankincense that sit on top of the lechem apanim. Uch Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Omer Sileket Ha'ishana Shachrit v'sidur tacharasha avit. If you took the old one off in the morning, put the new one on in the afternoon. Ein b'chach klum. Tamid. How do I say that it's tamid? Shulchan below lechem. That the shulchan should not go overnight without lechem. Now, the Rashi Tzatov alayla kasher kol alayla. The Mishnah then said, any mitzvah of nighttime is kosher all night. So here we have a very famous machlok between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the Korban Pesach may be eaten all night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is famously of the opinion that the Korban Pesach may only be eaten until midnight. It's based on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion that we are careful to try to finish the Afikoman by midnight on Leil HaSeder. So the rule here was anything that's a mitzvah of nighttime can go all night. So our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Akiva, and it's there to include eating Pesach. It says in the Pasuk, you have to eat the meat that night. So last two psukim on the page, and I italicized the key words. I will pass through Mitzrayim on that night. And when was that? That was at midnight. Malan al Chatzot. Similarly, when it says you should eat the meat on that night, in the same words, Balayla Hazeh Afkan al Chatzot. That's what Balayla Zaman Azariah. Our Mishnah is not accepting that, and our Mishnah is saying that since it's a mitzvah of nighttime, it goes all night, and therefore there is no limitation of midnight. With this, we have completed our study of the second parak of Megillah. Tomorrow, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will begin the third parak, which, important note, and I'll mention this in tomorrow's shiur, is in the Seder Mishnayot and in the Yerushalmi, the fourth parak, but we're following the order of the Bavli. Everybody should have a wonderful day.